You're listening to SBS News.
Voting in Australia's federal election has officially begun, with pre-polling stations across the nation opening, including in the New South Wales town of Queanbeyan.
Why are you here on the first day of early voting?
Oh, it's just easy to get it done and dusted.
I'm glad I'm leaving the country. All the people have to endure these ads.
I'm Liberal down to the core, always have been for 87 years.
As some Queanbeyan citizens cast their votes, the Liberal and Labor leaders headed west to Perth, with Bill Shorten visiting a childcare centre to announce Labor's new plan to restructure and boost the early childcare sector. Scott Morrison, meanwhile, was pledging millions to improve and strengthen Australia's defence force. The Prime Minister received a confidence boost going into the first leaders' debate, with the latest news poll commissioned by The Australian showing the contest is tightening. The coalition gained ground in the two-party preferred vote, improving by a point, but Clive Palmer's United Australia Party is shaping as a major influence in this election. Deputy Labor Leader Tanya Plibersek says the coalition's willingness to partner up with Clive Palmer shows the level of governance it's willing to accept.
I have been thinking a lot about Scott Morrison and Clive Palmer, and the conclusion I've come to is they're just the same. Scott Morrison can afford to protect every tax loophole for the top end of town, but he can't afford to pay childcare workers properly. Clive Palmer can afford to put his face on every billboard in the country, but he can't afford to pay his workers properly. They're peas in a pod.
Clive Palmer, however, says Labor's willingness to attack the Liberal Party for doing a preference deal with his party is contradictory. He says their criticism shows Bill Shorten's true nature, claiming the Labor Party had also approached him for a preference deal.
Shorten's repeated lies about preferences confirm my judgment that he's not morally fit to be Prime Minister of Australia. Shorten only backtracked on his statements and admitted his lies when he was found out, when he realised he could not hide from people what had happened.
While the latest news poll shows Scott Morrison remains ahead of Bill Shorten as the preferred Prime Minister, when it comes to key issues such as immigration, an exclusive poll conducted by SBS News shows what Australians think about it. The SBS News commissioned Essential Research poll questioned more than 1,000 voters about their attitudes towards immigration. When asked whether they saw immigration positively or negatively, 51% were positive, 35% negative, while 15% were undecided. Under half of those who see immigration as a positive say it brings economic growth, and just under a third say it creates cultural diversity. Of those who saw immigration negatively, almost 40% think new migrants often fail to assimilate, and just under 20% believe immigration makes terrorist attacks more likely. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.